In Westmoreland County is a town called Derry, Pennsylvania, which is where our next performer comes from. And he'll play a few songs this hour, and we'll talk with him a bit as well. Here is Jim Platt.
This first song is called Be Free. You gotta open up your heart and let it in. Let the love you have become what you've already been. You gotta open up your eyes and take a step. Let the past go by without having any regrets. 'Cause you might find where you're going, where you're heading, or you might already be there. You gotta open up your mouth and learn to speak. Let your voice be heard, your silence only makes you weak. You gotta open up your lungs and learn to breathe. Take a step back away from life, let the air flow deep. 'Cause you might find new solutions. You might find what you could not see. You gotta learn to love, you gotta learn to be free. You gotta learn to live, you gotta learn to dream. Though life may be a roller coaster ride, in the end you'll find me. You gotta open up your heart and let it in. Let the love you have become what you've already been. You gotta open up your eyes and take a step. Let your past go by without having any regrets. 'Cause you might find where you're going, where you're heading, or you might already be there. You gotta learn to love, you gotta learn to be free. You gotta learn to live, you gotta learn to dream. Though life may be a roller coaster ride, in the end you'll find me. Though life may be a roller coaster ride, in the end you'll find me. Life may be a roller coaster ride, in the end you'll find me.
That's Jim Platt at the Saturday Light Brigade. Tell me a little bit about that song. Where did it come from?
Well, I've been going through some hard times lately. I'm like everybody, I'm sure, is. I couldn't find a job, and I was struggling to try to get through every day. And then you go, and it's like, what my goal in life is to be as a musician, and it's just like I want to be free. So people that have problems with doing what they want to do and want to be free in life, that's where I seen a girl post, her new album was called Be Free, and I was like, you know, that's a good title for a tune. So I sat down, and that's what I came up with.
Now, free is a good thing. A lot of people thinking about freedom this week. Tell me more about yourself. I know you live in Derry now.
Yes, I've been there for, I'm 29 years old, and I was influenced by the Beatles, John Lennon, of course, and a lot of the songs are, I started writing, well, first I wanted to just pick up a guitar and learn the Beatle tunes, and then after that, it progressed into I wanted to be a songwriter, so I ended up just sitting down and teaching myself how to play guitar, and then I picked up one.
Was that in high school or younger?
Yeah, it was in high school. I was supposed to just take a, you're only supposed to take it one semester. It was guitar class. I took it for 4 years of high school, and they ended up giving, they passed me every year, but I was only supposed to get one grade, but I just loved music so much. that's I wanted to learn and just progress. And
so that teacher let you go beyond a beginner's level and just keep advancing.
Yep.
That's great. And then what did you do after high school?
Well, I just worked. I worked like Walmart jobs like that, but I kept with music and playing out. And I played up in New York, which was fun. And I played some local gigs, just did a club cafe not too long ago. I mean, I just want to keep getting out there. I finally got a good CD out, and I just want to try to promote it and get it rocking and rolling.
Yeah, and doing this, that's what I was kind of curious about. When did you start playing out in earnest? A couple years ago? Or
it was actually I was nervous about doing it. My buddy I worked with, Tim Noel, he said he played bass. He said, you know, I'll get you out there. I want you to play. And I ended up, it was July 8th, and I believe it was 2005. We did a free concert. It was called What Saved the Music, and that was my first time I ever played. And after that, I was like, I wanted to keep rolling with it. I really, you know, I got one under my belt and then just started playing. And then you learn from your mistakes not to stop through songs when people are looking at you. Stop, play, and then start again and go, and then stop, and then everyone looks at you. And I was like, you learn them techniques, but I finally feel I've gotten it down to where, as a performer, I've progressed over the years.
Yeah, and I suspect most of the things you think are mistakes or that you view as mistakes aren't detected by a lot of your listeners because they don't know what it was you were intending to do.
That's right. And that's true.
This is Jim Platt, Platt with two T's, and we'll talk about his CD in a moment, but let's do another song. Have you do another song. What would you like to do next?
The next song I'd like to do is called Roll On By. I wrote this for my dear old adopted uncle, Lug, and his niece, his actual niece, their friend got killed last year in a motorcycle accident. And I got on Facebook, and I was looking at everybody's writing about him, and they were taking it real hard. Everyone was real close to him. His name was Ryan Kistler.
And that was local, right?
Yeah, this is like, it was right in, it happened near Keystone State Park.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he is, I only met him one time. It was over at his Memorial Day. I only met him, I didn't even really talk to him much. I only met him just for about a half hour. He took off on his bike, and then I seen what everybody was writing, and I said, you know what, I wanted to write a song for them to help them deal with what they were going through because they knew him better. So it was for the friends and family that knew him well, and all I was doing was just trying to help them go cope with the situation a little bit better.
And his name again?
Ryan Kistler.
Ryan Kistler, and this is Jim Platt with a song for him and his family.
Some people leave us before the time. You go on living your life, never figuring on saying goodbye. Roll with the punches, with a smile on your face. Never let the hate of the world knock you flat on your face. So I gotta roll on, roll on by. Please don't you wipe those tears from your eyes. Don't cry. Gotta roll on, roll on by. Dear friends, this is not goodbye. We had a fun, sure as hell shed some laughs. But the time has come for me to ride hard and fast. Off in the sunset, there's a long road paving the way. And I promise you friends, we'll all ride again someday. But I gotta roll on, roll on by. Please won't you wipe those tears from your eyes. Don't cry. Gotta roll on, roll on by. Dear friends, this is not goodbye. Gotta roll on, gotta roll on, roll on by. Please won't you wipe those tears from your eyes? Don't cry. Gotta roll on, gotta roll on, roll on by. Dear friends, this is not goodbye. Dear friends, this is not goodbye. Dear friends, this is not goodbye. Dear friends, this is not goodbye.
That's Jim Platt at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a good song, nice metaphor in it. And you have a really good voice. Did you sing before you picked up guitar? Did you sing at all?
In church, I was an older boy, and every time, like the priest always said to me, he's like, "Hey, you need to sing louder." He says, "You sing good." And I was like, "Yeah." I said, at the time, I was more into just baseball and things at that time. I didn't even, before I even picked up the guitar, I wasn't even considering it, even though I always wanted to play guitar, but I never thought that I would ever get into what I'm doing now.
Well, it's good that you're doing it. And the CD that Jim's released, it's called, Moving Through the Ages is the name of it. And it's a nice pic. Who did the pictures on it?
My buddy up in New York City snapped a picture of my fiance's friend, and everything was in motion but her picture. It was right up on Broadway. And I said, Moving Through the Ages, the concept of it was just time going through, but you're just standing still. And that's because you really don't change. You change, but not that much, but everything else is changing behind you.
Yeah, it's a nice picture. What's his the guy who shot the picture?
Oh, Sean Dando.
Sean. That's a nice picture. And the album itself, you mentioned Tim before playing bass, Tim Krupar,
Krupar.
And Scott Ruffner playing guitar and bass. And then,
fantastic job.
You've got a drummer with you too, R.J. Dietrich, and also playing some other instruments in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And recorded in Greensburg and
Sofa Studios.
Yeah. Have we linked? I believe we've linked to your Facebook page. I should check on that. If we didn't, I'm going to fix that right away. But you can learn more about Jim's music. Indeed, we did. But Jim Platt's Rhythm Innovation is how you'll find it.
Oh, yeah, you can follow. You can go on jimplattsrhythminnovation.net, or you can go to Bandcamp. I have it right now where you can buy, name your own price. So if you like what you hear, you can get it for free. We can get like the digital downloads for just type buy now zero and then download.
That's always an interesting experiment to try, but actually it's a good one because, as you know, you mentioned being out of work and wanting to follow music. Some people cannot afford to buy music right mm-hmm. now, and that has to be, not to get too personal, but to sort of lift yourself up and want to create and perform and to write. When you're either not working or not working at something that fills your spirit, that's going to be pretty tough. If you're unemployed or underemployed, to kind of get up the gumption to do that, did you find it hard?
Yeah, it took me forever. I was through so many different jobs until I finally found one recently that I really liked, and everything was just you get there and either it wasn't working out the way that they had set it up for you and stuff, but finally I found something, and it's just like everything, this, like, the show started falling into place with the job, and then I was like, yeah, this is like perfect timing for me, because I want to be able to get the music out there and to get them CDs made up, or it's tough to do, because you gotta have the money to be able to get them. And so it's a lot of times I'll go to shows and I'll just tell people, hey, if you like what you hear, see me, and I'll tell you how you can download it, because, I mean, it's on iTunes and everywhere else, but it's just I don't have the physical copy. I lucked out. I was able to get six, and I wanted to have one for you guys. So.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, what you need to do is get your CDs from places that'll let you pay what you want. You know, you can buy the blank CDs from somebody who'll say you could put in zero. They're not out there. It would be nice if they were out there. It's expensive to produce stuff. I'm just joking and to get stuff.
And luckily, my buddy who did that, he was just really practicing on doing his studio, RJ. And he said, hey, come in. I'm going to pull a certain few in. And he said, we'll get – and that's what he went by. It was actually all – it was free. If it wouldn't have been free, I would have been up the creek.
Yeah. Jim Platt is who you're hearing. That's two T's, Jim, P-L-A-T-T. And he's here from Derry, Pennsylvania in Westmoreland County. Moving Through the Ages is the name of his CD, which has eight tracks on it. And why don't we have you do another one?
Well, this song – I was going to let him explain because he wrote the words to it. My dear old Uncle Lug over here.
Uncle Lug.
Uncle Lug. He wrote this song. This is about the Calumet tragedy with Stacey Filan, which she worked with my Aunt Blondie, who is listening today. She's I worked with her up, and my fiance's mom up at the Arnie Palmer Pavilion. But I'll let him take it away.
Okay, and this is Bill Burr. Hey, Bill.
Or
Bill Barr. I'm sorry. It's Barr, right?
That's correct.
Sorry about that. So tell me about this song.
Like Jimmy said, wife's an oncology nurse at Arnold Palmer Pavilion in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. Stacy Filling came home from work, came through a little village of Calumet in Westmoreland County, encountered a woman with blood on her face, stopped to leave her in the passenger side of the vehicle and get her out of there. Unfortunately, the madman shot her, killed her. She just recently received, thank goodness, after 3 years, Andrew Carnegie Hero Award.
Oh, yeah.
Just last week. And two other individuals that helped in the situation.
So she... lost her life trying to help another person.
That's correct, sir.
Mike, forgive me. How do you know this person?
My wife Linda is an oncology nurse, and Stacy worked at the same facility.
Okay, so this is a friend of your wife's. What a story. Where is Calumet?
Calumet is by Westmoreland County Fairgrounds.
I didn't know that because there's a Calumet River in Indiana. And I didn't realize there was a Calumet in this area.
Yes, there is, Larry.
And her name?
Stacy Filling.
Stacy Filling. And here another song written to help memorialize somebody who lost their life tragically and early. And anything else to mention before Jim plays it?
Not to take away from Jim, but this was the first song that I wrote.
Well, it's good that you've got somebody to perform it here for you now. So,
absolutely.
Words by Bill Barr, a performance by Jim Platt.
It was a Tuesday night, I never forget. In a little town called Calumet, June 1st, 2010, Hell's Angel would descend. A single shot she couldn't defend. Stacy got her wings today. It's a shame she couldn't stay. Now she's gone and flown away. Stacy got her wings today. It's a shame she couldn't stay. Now she's gone and flown away. talking to her husband, Ron. Moments later, she'd be gone. No more wonderful wife. Only lived half of her life. Heading on Route 981 with her back to the setting sun. On a two-lane highway through Calumet. On this day, the devil she met. Stacy got her wings today. It's a shame she couldn't stay. Now she's gone and flown away. Stacy got her wings today. It's a shame she couldn't stay. Now she's gone and flown away. She loved, she heard, and yeah, she cared. Those bloody faces, she wasn't scared. She could have ran, she could have hid. Instead, she saved that mom and kid. Stacy got her wings today. It's a shame she couldn't stay. Now she's gone and flown away. Stacy got her wings today. It's a shame she couldn't stay. Now she's gone and flown away.
That's one heck of a song. Well written and well performed. And, you know, you hear about things like that, about people who seem too good to, you know, be on this earth. Who I have a number of colleagues who is sometimes through just accidents or violence, and you wonder, you know, always seems to happen to great people when they die young. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, and here we have Jim Platt performing a Bill Barr. Wrote that song. Jim is from Westmoreland County. If you would like to perform during our 11 o'clock hour, next week is something equally interesting. From Vermont, we are going to have Rick Pilleri here along with George Mann. And they will be doing songs to recreate in a fashion the Almanac Singers' voyage across the country. They took a trip in an old blue Buick across the country. The Almanac Singers included Pete Seeger, Woody Guthrie, Lee Hayes, and others. And they played in union halls and in churches and fairgrounds. And what these guys are going to do is recreate that tour. They're following a lot of the same benchmarks and places. And I'm very honored to say that we are the first stop on that tour here in Pittsburgh. There'll be a concert Friday night at the United Steelworkers offices, their hall on Boulevard of the Allies. That will be at 7 o'clock that night. I'll post some information about that concert coming up. Ann Feeney is going to play with them. And then they will play here at 11 o'clock. And, you know, in many ways, this is how music was infused into the lives of working people and into organizing. So you'll get a chance to hear that. That's next week on our program. And youth music, as always, between 10 and 11 o'clock beforehand. And we have Jim Platt time. I think for probably one or two more. That's your call. What would you like to do next?
The next song is actually the single off of the CD, All Alone in My Dreams. I wrote it from seeing a YouTube video of a little boy who died, went to heaven, came back, and he met everybody. He met Jesus and his unborn sister. And I said, you know, when I die, this is the way I would like to envision that this is the way it would be. So I sat down with the guitar, and this is what I came up with. All alone by way the ghost, as I'm traveling through time, I see the faces I've come to know, as I'm sailing on by. I don't want to start to see a thing. As I open up my eyes, I look out at the scenery. I must be in heaven. All alone in my dreams. Please don't wake me, let me be alone. I finally made it out on my own. Of heaven, all alone in my dreams, all alone in my dreams. Golden streets, silver clouds, as I hear the trumpet sound, I see the faces they gather round. My soul is finally complete. I don't want to stop to see a thing. As I open up my eyes, I look out at the scenery. I must be in heaven. All alone in my dreams. Please don't wake me, let me be alone. Finally made it out on my own. Open up my eyes, I come to see the beauty of heaven, all alone in my dreams. Never wanna wake, don't take me back. The world I left will never look the same. Never look the same, never look the same. It's never gonna look the same. Please don't wake me, let me be alone. I finally made it out on my own. Open up my eyes, I come. Beauty of heaven, all alone in my dreams. Please don't wake me, let me be alone. Finally made it out on my own. Open up my eyes, I come to see the beauty of heaven, all alone in my dreams.
That's Jim Platt at the Saturday Light Brigade with another pretty song. You know, sad songs are important, or songs with, I don't know if I'd call these songs sad necessarily. They're actually joyous in many ways, but they're based on events that are sad. And that's what a gifted songwriter can do, I think. And I did want to mention, I started to say earlier, and I realized I never did finish a sentence I'd begun, which is, if you would like to play sometime here Saturday, we would love to hear from you. Write to us whether you would like to play on our 11 o'clock segment, where it could be a singer-songwriter, could be a barbershop quartet, could be a bluegrass group, could be a classical musician, you never know. But if you're an adult that enjoys making music, please let us hear from you. And our Youth Expression Showcase, also you can reach us at slb at slbradio.org or go to slbradio.org and use our instant input feature. Live music during our youth performance segment and during all of our program is made possible in part with support from Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, administered locally by Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council. And we've got time for one more. Jim, what would you like to close up with?
Well, we're going to get a little peppy in here. So the first, this song is called, it does good out at the places that I play it. It's called Drama Queen. It's about the girl on the front of the cover of the
Your fiancé's friend.
Yeah, because she's pretty much a drama queen.
What's her name?
Sarah,
first name?
Her name's Sarah.
Okay, we can give her whole name, but she probably would prefer we just say Sarah. But
yeah.
She knows who she is. Well, no, she's...
Actually, she don't know this song's written about her.
Oh.
That's all right, because I'm sure she won't.
She does now. It'll be there forever and ever and ever and ever.
That's
still
right.
Want to play it?
Yeah. And like I said before, I play it. If you guys like what you hear so far, you can find me at jimplatzrhythminnovation.net. And on this CD, I played three songs today for you, All Alone in My Dreams, Drama Queen, and Roll On By.
Okay. Jim, let me thank you for being here, too.
Thank you guys for having me. I really like this gig. It's a nice setup.
Thanks.
Follow me across the room. I'll show you where we're meeting soon. Give me just a moment as she's putting on her makeup for two. Standing at the top of the stairs, posing as a queen as she's waiting there. Take another glamour shot before this pretty face isn't new. It's not another opening, it's not another Broadway show. There's something that you ought to know before you go. You're living in a dream. You haven't made your mark on history. You're living out a lie. You're nothing but a drama. Dream, you haven't made your mark on history. Ooh, you're living out a lie. You're nothing but a drama queen. As she wipes her eyes, the sound of thunder rings throughout the skies. It's hard for me to change the person I was meant to be. Such a tragedy. The morning's something new. It offers up a brand new slate for you. Don't worry how it goes. Only sing the words you know that you ought to know. It's not another opening. It's not another Broadway show. There's something that you ought to know before you go. You're living in a dream. You haven't made your mark on history. You're living out a lie. You're nothing but a drama queen. mystery. Ooh, you're living out a lie. You're nothing but a drama queen. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Jim Platt, thanks for being with us. Best wishes for continued success, and thanks to Bill Barr, too. Thank you to all of our guests today. Earlier this morning, you heard from...